Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Ready for the next level of real personalized banking? Muna's ITMs are like a teller in your car. That's right. From 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, using one of Muna's ITMs at our main branch in Marion or Collinsville makes it so easy to bank with us.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. And I'm not doing the show from Mize, Mississippi. Nice town, though. Congratulations for Garden Mum for having a great show this morning. I know a lot of people enjoyed it. I did as well. It was a great show. All right, we're going to start early today. This is the handyman program where we try and take care of business around your house and get things the way you want them to be. The sponsor of the entire program is Build Mississippi. Great organization. But on the phone with us right now with Atlas Foundation is Tony Arpino, and we're going to talk a little bit about what Atlas Foundation is all about. Good morning, Tony.
Hello. Good to hear your voice again.
Oh, it's good to hear you, too.
I always like to, for your Garden Mama listeners, I always like to start off talking about trees and all those willows and tallows. And
Tony, what do trees have to do with foundations?
Well, that's why I'm trying to catch those Garden Mama folks.
Okay.
People forget that whatever a mature tree is will drink right at 50 gallons per day.
Wow.
And so it has to compete with the trees behind it. And then I'm Atlas Foundation Repair, and my claim to fame is to get beneath the root influence of what I call your neighbor's trees.
Uh-huh.
And that you have no control over. And a lot of times that can be a tree, really, believe it or not, 30, 40, 50 feet away from a corner of a property. And because, again, it has to compete with the trees behind it.
Sure.
And so we're using handheld equipment, which means no fences have to come down. There's no concrete trucks or heavy loads on the driveway. It's all hand carried. Between you and your neighbor, and where we're trying not to make a major mess, and yet strong engineering. I go to what's called bridge builder depths.
Right. And I think it's important that you mention that you try real hard not to make a big mess, and compared to, putting concrete under the house to support it up, and all that digging and all that large concrete trucks on the property does make a pretty good mess. And your idea of a mess is much smaller than their idea of a mess, and you rarely make that mess.
Right, and we can work in unusual places like courtyards, or my claim to fame is, Spencer, since it's the summertime, camp houses. Let's say you've got a camp house, brick camp house, not necessarily a brick, but slab camp house on the side of a river.
Sure.
Well, I've hand carried the equipment on top of a wooden deck, removed the planks, and lifted the concrete.
Wow.
So still be going to bridge builder depths. So we're trying to get folks thinking you can have superior engineering. That's with case studies that I can provide from the Department of the Navy and the Corps of Engineers, that you can get superior engineering without making with equipment two men can carry.
Right.
That's our claim to fame.
We're not talking about a fly-by-night foundation fixing company. This is a guy who's been around a long, long time, and Tony has studied soils. He knows soils. He's studied under the is a physical engineer, as a matter of fact, and knows pretty much all of the soils in Mississippi and what they're like and how they can create problems with slab foundations.
Yes, as Betty, as I've told you before, I've taken my soul's class in college under a Vicksburg colonel. So we talked about different types of soils and different throughout the South and
sure
and that and but I'm actually on site. People, I was surprised yesterday. Someone, you mean you're actually on site? Yes, I'm on site. I'm not supposed to be getting dirty, but I'm on site. You know?
What do you mean you're not supposed to be getting dirty?
Okay. But I'm there seeing what's going on. I'm seeing how one support is reacting. And I may have told you on your last trip with you, I was amazed in there in North Jackson off Northside Drive to see 7 foot away, we were getting different gauge readings.
Yeah.
One support, 7 foot from the other. And the men even questioned me, why are we getting such different gauge readings? And one was dry as a bone and the other one wasn't.
Wow.
And we were questioning whether we were hitting something we shouldn't have been hitting. You know, and it was one of those type of things.
Yeah.
And,
weren't. It was all just different soil types.
Different, but same soil,
right.
but different dryness due to the trees.
I got you.
Pulling the water out of one that wasn't pulling the water out of the other.
Right. Wow. Wow.
And so dramatic gauge readings difference.
And that's all under one foundation.
Yes, 7 feet apart.
Wow, wow.
And that's why the men brought it to my attention. But I was on site, you know. I think that says a
mouthful, on site, because I always have preached that the best subcontractors are subcontractors who have a supervisor on site that watches their work. Doesn't necessarily do work, but he knows what's going on, or she knows what's going on, and they will make sure that the work is done correctly. And I think an on-site super is very, very important.
Right, and then I'm going to give you my 800 number.
All right.
And 800-256-1010. 800-256-1010. And buddy, I was thinking the other day that how do people know they have something in question going on? If they'll look at the bricks and or sheetrock within 8 feet of an external wall.
Right.
I used to always look at the bifold doors in the closets.
Right.
And I always used to say that everybody had the same carpenter because the door closest to the external was always lower. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
In your window background?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So they said, well, it must have been the carpenter. I said, yes, ma'am. Everybody gets the same one. And so it's...
That's just the way it goes.
But if you see your sheetrock diagonally, what I call pointing to the external,
yep,
at a 45-degree angle, then I'm trying to catch that early before it gets to be money.
Right, right.
And as we've said before, buddy, our houses, all of us, are going up about 6% per year.
Right.
And we're sitting there saying, well, let's put some money in the stock market and cross our fingers, yet the house we live in is going up about 6% every year after year after year.
Right, which is a great return on your money.
I know, if they'll catch it before it starts going,
yeah,
without right. a return, if they'll catch it before it starts having...
Well, if you own a house and you kind of maintain it in any sort of fashion whatsoever, it's going to appreciate, as you have said, and it's going to do that. And it's a house that doesn't get any maintenance at all that may not appreciate quite that much. And part of that right. maintenance is to take care of your foundation.
Right. And as you gathered, I kind of specialize in failed repairs. That's what I did out there at Northside Drive. The previous owners had already repaired the foundation,
right.
and it did lift. But by the time I saw it, the bricks were back open up again.
Oh my word!
Things like that. So we're used to specializing in repairs of repairs, and that's that's hard to explain to folks. And they say, "Well, I don't understand. I had this foundation fixed 4 years ago. Well, the building weight is pushing the repair in the ground, or." Every time the seasons of the year change, the bricks change. Well, what's that mean? That means the repair is moving every time the house moves. So what have you done?
You know, a lot of people end up calling the same foundation company that did the job to begin with, that did not do the job correctly to begin with, and have them come back and redo it. And that's just so wrong.
And as you and I have joked about, many of those companies are focusing on the word lifetime.
Yeah.
And non-technical folks will fall for the wording rather than the engineering.
Right.
And so I have a $1 billion factory backup. We manufacture for the electric companies coast to coast. So you can find our factory, and we actually have a fixed term, a 30-year factory warranty on material from a $1 billion firm.
Right. You can't argue with that at all. I mean, when Atlas Foundation takes care of your foundation, you're going to have your problems are solved.
And that's what we're trying to get folks thinking. Hey, remember, we don't have to move any fences or anything else. It's all hand-carried. I actually come and estimate the job, although I do a little crazier than that. I've done work in Tupelo without ever looking at the job. I'll quote people over the phone many times if they can give me some dimensions.
Yeah.
So from Tupelo to Stone County to Horn Lake, we've done work all over the state. But many times if they'll just give me dimensions, well, I'm from that corner, I have a problem 12 feet away, on the same corner, I have a problem 20 feet away. I can plot out over the phone and mail someone a fairly firm estimate based off the soil depths that I know in those areas.
Yeah, that's important information. So I think that with that being said, you should give out that your number again.
800-256-1010. 800-256-1010.
All right. Johnny, I think that's, you know, what you do for people and throughout the state and beyond is incredibly good. And it really, anybody who's had Atlas Foundation work on their property before is a long list of references that really would care about your business and really would care about getting things done properly. And I
have somehow been in business about 35 years.
Well, but we'll forgive you for that.
we should be smarter by now, buddy, you and I. You know?
Yeah, really, because I've been doing the show longer than that, so you'd think we'd know something, but you're still Tony and I'm still Buddy, and that's all there is to it. Well, I hope you have a great day and a great talk to Atlas Foundation. Do foundation, slab foundations like nobody else, and really, get in touch with Tony by phone, 800-256-1010, and just talk to him and explain to him what's going on with your foundation. And remember, if he catches it early, he can probably do a lot more and a lot less expensive than he can do if it goes too far. So it's a matter of give him a call, talk to him, and even if you just have a tad of a concern, it's worth the call, folks. It really is.
I'm here by the phone.
All right, Tony.
Thank you, buddy.
We thank you very much, and have a great day, Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation, great sponsor of this program, been with us for many, many years, and just enjoy having Tony. Enjoy talking to Tony. So it was a good time. All right, Tony. This is the Handyman Show, Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We've got, we're going to actually talk about a little while about. Foundation repair. I'm talking about pest control and environmental. Thomas Trammell is going to be on the phone with us from Family Termite and Environmental, and we're going to talk a little bit about what you can do this time of year and what really they can do to help you and make your home again. It's maintenance on your home that'll make it last and make that 6% appreciation happen all of the time. It's very important that you do just that. It really does make a difference. Well, last week we spent a little time talking about building a house with 3D printers, and the 3D printer concrete, I don't know if you've seen the video or not, it's 5-inch wide concrete being poured out of a 3D printer, and actually builds the structure of a home, the sidewalls of a home, and very, very stout, very stable, very sound, very good house. And it was reported that building a house out of a 3D printer with concrete is less expensive than stick building. Well, the truth in that is, yes, it is, but, yeah, always got to have a but in there, but the setup and getting a 3D printer is going to cost you a pretty good bit to get a hold of one and get someone in there to do that. In other words, the house itself and the material in itself is going to be less than a stick-built house, but the setup is going to be a lot more expensive, and then you're having to deal with new technology that really there are very few subs are aware of in our neighborhood or worldwide, basically, because it is relatively new technology. But it's stronger house, and it's a better house, and it's probably going to happen something like that down the road. I don't know, 10, 20 years from now, we'll all be living in stronger structures than we are now. But that to build a stronger structure, the availability is there today. You can get into an ICF home, that's insulated concrete forms, house, and have it built. There's a subs in this area who know how to work with ICFs. ICFs are readily available. They're styrofoam blocks that are basically filled with rebar and concrete. And when you build a house out of ICFs, believe me, it's structurally sound. You've got a solid, solid, solid piece of house, and it really works very, very well. So, not knocking stick-built houses, because they've been built that way for years and years and years and decades and hundreds of years. Stick-built is not ever going to go away, I don't think. They're going to probably improve on it and make the lumber that's inside of a house, or everything inside of a house, is going to be somewhat like fireproof. That I think that'll come, and there'll be better roof shingles on the roof that will actually be solar collectors, and actually find some way to store the solar energy without using a battery, because a battery has a shelf life as far as I'm concerned, and then they're going to be expensive to replace. So I'm not in favor of storing energy in a battery right now. Like, that's the kind of thing that we talk about a lot, and they're talking about that a lot in California and places like that, using solar energy, using solar panels to collect them and storing them in extra batteries. Solar energy is our future. Storing in batteries, I'm not sure is. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy Slowick, right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be back in just a few minutes with Thomas Trammell with Family Tour. Might be right back.
Under the moonlight, 'cause I got my baby by my side. Boy, she the sweetest thing you ever seen. The dog is howling, and the hound.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish. Then there is Superior Catfish.
Super Talk Mississippi,
your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro, brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Hey, this is Bob.
He gets off on country music, 'cause disco left him cold. He's got young friends and a new way, but he's just too friggin' old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. And a music made him happy, and a silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why.
He has to wonder why. All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Hey, pull up our app on the go to the App Store and find the Super Talk app and pull us up. And you can watch us on TV. You watch us on your smartphone, watch us on your computer. You can be a part of it anytime during the week on Spotify or anywhere at all. You can pull up the Handyman Show wherever you want to, 24/7, all the time. We're there for you, and we will be there for you. All right, on the phone with me from Family Termite and Environmental, Thomas Trammell. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I assume you are. It's going to be a great day today, whatever it's going to turn out to be like weather-wise. Going to have an enjoyable Saturday. So tell us a little bit about Family Termite and Environmental. What you guys do, and what do you do to make a living?
We do lots and lots of customer service. We do pest control. We do termite control. We do some air quality control. We even clean swimming pools.
Clean what?
Swimming pools.
Oh, wow. Really?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that. Pest control is it's a regular thing. I mean, if it's maintained on a regular basis, it's really not going to be a problem in our neighborhood or in our state. But pretty much if you let it go and don't care for it on a regular basis, there's a good chance you're going to have problems. Is there any truth in that statement?
There is truth in that statement. Now, however, pest control can easily be done at different intervals during the year for your home or your business or your structure. It doesn't always have to be done every month or every 3 months. It depends on each particular structure and the insect population that you have in that specific area. So depending on where you live and how the bushes and trees and forest and landscaping is done around your home, you could have pest control done once a month, or you might not need it, but every 6 months or maybe even once a year.
Yeah. So knowing that and having that information is really helpful, because a lot of people that may have need regular maintenance probably don't get it, and probably need to really talk to somebody professional about how they should take care of things.
Absolutely. What we do when we go to a customer's house or go to their business, we're going to look at the area, we're going to check everything, we're going to put out monitoring stations so that we can see what kind of pest situation we got going on. And then we will put together a treatment plan for that specific structure, and we'll treat it as such. And we may treat your house today, and we may say tentatively in 90 days we're going to come back out here. We'll give you a call when that time period's up,
right,
and talk to the customer, see what's been going on, maybe even do a follow-up inspection to check monitoring stations to see what kind of insect populations we've had move through that area, and then we'll know what kind of schedule to put that specific house on.
Right, right. The way that you would treat any sort of insect or pest control, the materials you use to affect those critters is different than what people can buy at a big box home center, I would think.
Absolutely. There are active ingredients are what you look for when you look at pesticides and termiticides, fungicides. You're looking at the actual ingredient that works inside of the product. And so there, we may have the same active ingredients as some of the stuff that you can buy off the shelf, but where residential use pesticide and commercial use pesticide differ are expiration dates. So as soon as you mix a pesticide with water, it starts to break down. And so when you have these pre-mixed solutions that are on the shelves at your big box stores, that stuff does not have to, by law, by the EPA, does not require them to put an expiration date on that product. So you don't know if it's 3 months old or 3 years old. So you don't know the potency or the efficacy of that product that's sitting on the shelf. When you have a professional pest control operator come out to your house, we use concentrated products, which we mix on a daily basis for your specific job. So we come out to your house, we find out what kind of issues that you're having, we identify the pest problem that we're having at that particular location, and then we mix products up to treat effectively that pest in that specific situation. We use the product that we mix enough to treat the area, and then when we go to the next customer's house, we may be using a completely different set of products.
So every treatment or every home really is different than the last because there may be something different going on in that house.
That's correct. It's in the pest control industry, we call it IPM, Integrated Pest Management. And so we try to treat pest problems with the smallest amount of chemical to get the largest effect.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier something about customer service, and you know I'm a big stickler about that, and you guys really do it very, very well. It's important to be in communication with your customer, to let them know what's going on, to be on time, to make phone calls. I think that's all communication. That's all part of customer service, and I think you guys really excel at that kind of thing, as most of the sponsors on the Handyman Show really do. But that's so important to the individual customer. They should know that this takes place.
Well, you don't want, just like you or myself, wouldn't want to sit around going, man, I'm really worried about my pest control every day. Yeah. So if you're going to hire a company to do your pest control, then they should also take care of your schedule for you. They should take care of what's being done out there, what has been treated, what needs to be treated next. Specific treatment plans for pest control. All those things shouldn't be something that a customer has to come up with themselves. The company that you use should take care of all those things for you. And that's part of the customer service aspect of it, is making sure that you help that customer protect their property, protect their family, in the most financial savvy way possible.
Yeah, it's important. Family Termite Environmental Services is a pretty good sized company, and it's not like you see somebody driving around saying Smith's Pest Service with a pickup truck. It's a 1970 pickup truck with a big, huge gallon of liquid in back, and they're going to come do your pest control. I don't know if I'd want to do that or not.
There's a lot of those guys out there, and I give them their props. We all were that at one point. But once you become stabilized in the industry, we have lots and lots of customers.
Yep.
And once you get lots and lots of customers, then you can, number one, you can get customer pricing down, so you can do their treatments for a lot less than what you had to, because you're not dependent on a single customer's payment
right.
to pay your light bill or to put gas in that work truck.
Exactly.
Once you get that, you can really focus on customer service and get down to the smaller nitty gritty things that make having a service done by a professional company a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, it really is. Something I was going to bring up on the program today, and I think also I want to know how it affects you, and that's, I really believe in the past decade, maybe two decades or so, technology itself has had a big impact on the construction industry in every aspect. How has it affected your industry?
It's affected us in a very positive manner. I like to think that we're on the technological forefront of the pest control industry. A few things that our company does that we didn't do two decades ago is there's not a shred of paper that leaves my office that goes to a customer's house unless it's requested by a customer. We're completely paperless.
Wow.
So we don't have tons of service tickets and cards and all those kinds of things that go out on a daily basis, which cut our cost down, which we were able to not only pass that savings on to the customer, but through economic downturns that we've had, in recent years, we've been able to keep our pricing the same and not have to raise pricing on everybody.
Yeah, I think the new technology that people are beginning to use inside of construction is, in a sense, going to bring the costs of a particular project down a little bit, even though at the same time the cost of materials and inflation have been going up. But sometimes you get to the point where it just breaks even and you don't have to increase your prices, which just happened in your case.
Exactly. We've also, on a employee standpoint, we've been able to add technology to our employees for GPS, for telephone services, for tablet services. So getting information to a customer or researching a problem out at a customer's job site, out at a job site, has become a lot easier. So there has to be a lot less direct communication, which takes time.
Right.
Direct communication at every single job site for every single problem. So a lot of it is right there in your hand. Having a cell phone that has the internet on it is really great. Having custom applications that we've had made for our company has been really great, and it even allows the customers to save some time too, because they can pop online at 10:30 at night when they get home from work and pay their bill or schedule their service or check out our products or check out our services that we have.
Yeah, the technology has really been a big, massive improvement to this industry, a great deal. And I think in the future it's really going to help. Now, there are some cases where it's actually gets in the way a little bit because we don't understand it thoroughly. But we'll get to the point where it'll be a big part, and it is a big part right now of everything we do. So I think it's important that we know that. And it's important that it's involved in your industry as well. So, well, Family Termite, great organization. Thomas, I hope you have a great day today. And anything else we need to know about Family Termite and Environmental Service?
We want your business. We want all of it, just a little bit of it.
We want to control the world. All we want is the world's phone numbers.
I don't want everything. I just want all of it.
Well put. Thomas, it's real good to talk to you again. And it's great to have you on board. Always fun to talk with you. And look forward to give us that number one more time.
601-933-1014, or you can reach us at our website at www.family-termite.com.
Thomas Trammell, Family Termite and Environmental. Man, I appreciate you so very much. Thank you very much for being with us this morning, and I hope you get some calls.
Absolutely. Thank you, buddy. You have a great day.
You too, sir. All right. Thomas Trammell, yeah, I always enjoy talking to him. And so many of our sponsors are just great conversationalists and great people to have on board and discuss what's going on in their life and how really they can improve the quality of your home and living in it and make it a safer place to be. Thomas mentioned they do a lot of things for Environmental Service, like air duct cleaning. Whoa, I mean, you talk about... Just the other day, I was looking up at my air registers, where the air and the heat comes out of the ceiling through these metal registers. And I looked at there's one in the bathroom, in the extra bathroom, and I went, oh, they're not using the vent as much as they should because that air register is rusty. So I had a discussion with the people who were using the bathroom and said, when you take a shower, turn the fan on before you get in the shower and leave the fan on for at least 10, 15, 20 minutes afterwards. Blow that moist air out of there. Now, what I did at that point in time, and I've done it with other registers, heat and air registers as well, is there's only two screws that hold that register in place. And I undid those screws, cleaned that thing as best I could, got all of the rust off it, by the way, using steel wool and all sorts of, got the rust off it. And then I painted it and I put it back after it painted, and it looks wonderful. And then I went to my next one and did the same. And even those that have not turned rusty, may be old and may have some dirt built up on them. And I noticed some just taking them down. All I had to do is clean them and put them back, and they look like brand spanking new. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We're going to take a short break and be back in a few minutes. We've got coming up another yakking about what's going on in your house and take care of things. We even get Lance on the phone. We haven't heard from him all day. We want to talk to him a little bit about what's going on in his life. So don't you go away. Be right back.
Your talk, your weather, and your sports. All in one place. Supertalk.fm. Every show, every podcast, and every late-breaking story. All in one place. Supertalk.fm.
Open Season Properties has a team approach philosophy that ensures your needs are of the highest priority. Whether it's rural land sales, residential, or commercial properties. Go to OpenSeasonProperties.com to learn more.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Experience the when they play their music, that hard rock music, they thank it with a lot of flash, but it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really kicks them in the. They say the harder rock and roll is still beating, and from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the old one may be better leader, but the harder rock and roll, harder rock and roll is still beating.
Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. I'm sorry, I was just catching up on some texts that have come in. Rhett, one of my friends, Rhett, said that he hooked his bathroom fan up so that when you turn the light on in the bathroom, the fan comes on automatically because he was so his family was so bad about not ever using the fan. So he said he worked it out so that fan comes on all the time.
Snuck that one in there. They're going to go in, what's new in here?
Where you been, Lance?
Working, baby. You know, man, turning some knobs.
You've been back there looking switches. At this screen and that screen and this screen and pushing that button and that button.
Had a good time this morning with Garden Mama in Mize, Mississippi.
Yeah.
46th Annual Watermelon Festival. Had some really cool guys there. You obviously had the mayor and, you know, some the queens. And then the Fortune Fire winner, wow. Swordsman, Brian. And then we had the Moonshine. I mean, that was just, to me, that's handyman stuff. You know, building a still, knowing how to make a dang sword. That's handyman stuff.
I don't know. I guess we did some. Well, that's kind of I never made any. I never built a still. It'd be fun to do though.
I'd like to.
It'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I did in the long run.
I did try some moonshine one time. It was like wow.
No, it's a wow. Wow. Yeah, it's a wow experience.
It sure is. But at any rate, did you have a good week?
Yeah, definitely. Good and busy. You know, obviously, after you and I got off air last week, we had a little bit of a assassination attempt happen.
Yeah.
And so everything changed through the week. I mean, thought we ended a Friday and a Saturday at lunch on, by 5 or 6 o'clock Saturday, the world had changed a bit.
Indeed it has.
So, it's been an interesting week.
And hopefully it's a It is a kind of more understanding and less abrasive type world than it's been in the past. I don't know.
If it's not, go out and build something. Go out and hammer something.
Yeah,
go out and,
yeah,
you know, wire something. Do something, because those are things in this world we can't control. There's just a lot we can't. The thing we can control, like how you feel.
So right.
You look in the mirror. Right. If you need something to do, go out and do it. Don't sit around watching news all day, because it will drive you crazy. Leave that up to us, the crazies. Let us watch. All that, we'll digest it for you on a Monday.
And, yeah, right. That's
right. Go enjoy your weekend. Don't let this stuff get you.
Don't let it get you at all. All right. Yeah, we're just yakking about all kinds of things that go on. I was talking earlier with Thomas about technology and how technology has really affected the building industry a great deal, but that's not saying anything about how much technology has really affected the radio broadcasting industry. Wow. I mean, wow.
It is, you know, and as we look on the video stream and having the ability to place our wonderful Build Mississippi sponsor,
that's right,
you know, behind you, and looking at the images that we get to do and just integrating those things, and it's a lot of fun for me. And two, I'd like to be on that Caterpillar back, that Traco right there,
yeah,
reaching around, moving some dirt. That'd be some fun.
Yeah, making $60 an hour.
Yeah,
I could probably handle it.
Yeah, we can do that. You know, technology makes the, you know, we had that big Microsoft thing that happened on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And worldwide, thousands of flights canceled, you know, and
yes,
and
yes,
this system down and banking and all that. And, you know,
did you have trouble here?
No, that's what I was going to say. So we have amazing people that work here.
Yeah,
and,
we
and, you know,
do.
Houston
we
and do. Gary and all the guys, they keep this place running, because I was coming to work that morning and I hear this and it's 5:15. And I'm like, oh, no, what in the world is this Friday going to behold? And I get here and everything's working. You know, the systems are on, phones are working, Microsoft, everything. We didn't have one glitch.
Isn't that amazing?
In the whole grand scheme of it. So I want to say thank you, guys. Our team here at Super Talk is amazing, and we didn't have a problem with that, but the world did.
Yeah, the world
did.
And
I didn't go anywhere in Mississippi yesterday. And I had to go to banking and do this and that. Didn't have one issue here in the state of Mississippi. So, guys, whoever was in charge of all that.
Yeah, I went to the bank yesterday. Didn't have any problems.
Yeah, I didn't
either.
Have any problems. So, you know,
everything was smooth. I talked to a number of people that used computer technology to get me the information I needed and did not have any problem.
Yeah, so.
But I think that we were kind of the exception. I don't know if that's just central Mississippi or all of Mississippi, but it just seems like we did not have a problem here.
Didn't have any text line folks that, you know, our wonderful listener family out there didn't give us anything to work with on whether they were having issues. So, you know, it was one of those things. Now, you don't know if that's going to be like a future problem.
Right.
You know, it was apparently a missed code, and you know, they didn't test it and ran it out and canceled the world. But we're used to that stuff by now.
Yeah,
you know? Just go hammer on something.
Just don't be stuck in an airport when something like that takes place.
Because
you might still be there.
That's when you want and you probably can't take one in, but that's when you want a nice piece of hickory and a good sharp knife and just start whittling.
Start whittling. Might as well build yourself a horse or something. Maybe you can hollow it out and climb inside. Who knows? But at any rate.
But a crazy week nonetheless. And now we get to have, it's a little more laid back when you get to the weekend. And gardening and handymanning and fun stuff.
That's right. And who knows what the weather's going to be this weekend. I mean, I thought it was going to rain all day, but it has not rained. I could see at any rate around here, but who knows? We'll see what happens. All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit after a while about decks and about whether they should build on piers or blocks or actually what's the best way to build a deck. We're also going to talk about vinyl flooring and how that can be put down. A lot of people want to remove carpet and put vinyl flooring down, but there just seems to be an awful lot more to that than what they're thinking. Well, folks, there's really not. It's really a lot easier to do than what you'd imagine, but don't think that you're not going to get dirty, because if carpet has been down for a number of years, believe me, it gets nasty underneath. I don't care how often you vacuum, little particles of dust and dirt fall through that carpet, through that a pad and onto the concrete floor and could create quite a mess. So how do you do that, by the way? Remove pulling carpet up and putting vinyl down? Well, first thing you do is you remove the carpet from the carpet strips, which are actually nails standing upright in a piece of wood that actually hold the carpet in place. So you pull the carpet up from the carpet strips, and then you remove the pad, and then you remove the carpet strips. And once you do that, you may find that the concrete at that point in time is in really good shape and good and level and needs nothing but a good solid cleaning. But in some cases, you're going to find as you lift the carpet strip up, that little charges of concrete may come out, creating hollows in the concrete floor. And you want to patch those. You want to make the floor as level as possible and as square as possible. If they're just small holes, you can patch them with vinyl concrete patch, because that smooths out very nicely and goes out to a very thin layer if necessary. Vinyl concrete patch works extremely well in doing just that. Now, if you need to get your whole floor, because there's bumps and bruises and you need to do a whole thing, floor leveler is your answer. And we'll talk about floor leveler when we come back. We're going to do a little music segment, and then we'll come back and get some more handyman stuff done. So you stick with us. We're right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy at Super Talk Mississippi. Be back after a short break. Don't you go away.
Why is Purple Wave Auction the fastest growing heavy equipment marketplace? Our full service online auctions take the hassle out of buying and selling farm, construction, and fleet equipment. Thousands of business owners partner with Purple Wave each month to manage their equipment. Sellers count on our experienced professionals to handle the marketing, paperwork, and payments. And bidders trust in a marketplace free of reserves and hidden fees. Purple Wave is the turnkey online auction service you've been looking for. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
Hi.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam sugar.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Ah, crazy people. Wow. All right, Buddy Slowick right here, Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi. We're about to head into a music segment, but just before I do, I want to address one of this text that first came in. Somebody said they are going to remove their carpet, and they're afraid they're going to have to remove their baseboard because the baseboard is elevated a little bit to where the carpet pile was. Well, the rule is that baseboard can probably stay where it is once the flooring is put down, and then use quarter round or base shoe that will cover that gap up. And that's basically how that should be taken care of. And I hope that works for you. All right, on to the music segment a little bit. I'm going to do something different today, and also going to invite anybody out there who is interested in the music segment to send us a name of a group that you'd like us to do a segment on or something of that nature. Just we want to hear from you and want to find out what you want to hear. But at any rate, today we're going to talk about a group called Railroad Earth. Railroad Earth has been around for a long time. They were formed in 2001, and sort of a bluegrass influence, if you will, but played many genres of music, everything from rock and roll, country, to bluegrass, to Americana music is really what they play, and they were influenced a lot by jam bands, like particularly the jam that the Grateful Dead used to do. They do a lot of that, and they want to carry on the jam band type influence that they found through the Grateful Dead. So Railroad Earth, great group. Haven't heard them very often, but been listening to them lately, and heard a lot about Railroad Earth. So let's give a listen to Down by This Road, Railroad Earth. Sound great. Really enjoy the sound of that. Their album is tremendous. It's just like worth listening to because it's just different than what I generally listen to. I like it a lot. Texts have started coming in where names of groups. So somebody said, wasn't there a group named Orleans? Yeah, we'll do a little bit about Orleans in a few weeks, and we'll tell you a little bit about Orleans, by the way. Was one of those groups that could play live just about as good as they could in the studio, and they sounded just perfect on stage. They really, really did. All right. The next person, everybody's heard the name Peter Frampton. Peter Frampton was a big, big star as a solo artist with Show Me the Way and Maybe I Love Your Way. But before that, he was with a group called Humble Pie. And they had a number of big, big successes. And that Humble Pie was with Steve Marriott and Peter Frampton really started Humble Pie. And that's really their big to-do. They thought Humble Pie was going to be the end of the world, and then came along Frampton. Well, everybody knows Frampton from what he did, but very few people understand that Peter Frampton was a great studio guitarist and is actually a great guitarist. So we're doing a Peter Frampton song that is relatively new from Peter Frampton stuff, and it's all an instrumental type thing. And it's by it's called Black Hole Sun, which was done by Soundgarden back in this, I've forgotten when it was done, back in 2006, I think, Black Hole Sun. But Peter Frampton, Black Hole Sun, it's worth listening to, believe me. Yeah. Nelson, Soundgarden song played by Peter Frampton, and a great, great tune. I enjoyed it very much. I hope that you did too. Next song we're going to... hey, Lance, what do you think? Why don't you grab it from here? And what do you got a song up your sleeve or what?
I do.
Let's hear about it.
These guys that I'm about to mention, Mississippians may know, and people sparsely populated throughout the country, but back in my day and around 2000, a little bit before and a little after, these guys were extremely popular. And the name of the band, it's a Mississippi band called the Kudzu Kings out of Oxford, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And I love these guys. I got to know several of them. And what a great group of people to be affiliated with that you could call friends. But Tate Moore has always led the charge, and Kudzu Dave Woolworth has been there since the get-go. And so it's a band that is alternative country, rock, roots jam, Oxford, Mississippi. They've been categorized as bluegrass and rock and roll. But the band played together exclusively 1994 to 2003. They've played and continue to play. I wanted to mention a couple of their dates that they have coming up because they're always an amazing treat to see live or listen to live. But August 2nd in Biloxi at Ground Zero Blues Club. You got August 3rd at the Brickyard in Mobile. Then you got a couple dates later in the year, Oxford Miss Proud Larry's on November 8th and 9th. And then in South Carolina, Isle of Palms at the Windjammer Fest.
So they're getting around pretty good bit.
These guys are amazing, and yeah. They're my age. And yeah, they all have jobs. And they're brilliant. Everyone are brilliant people. But I want to mention George McConnell played with them. He also played with Widespread Panic as lead. And just a great group of guys. Tate Moore, Dave Woolworth, Robert Chaffee. George McConnell played with them. Max Williams, Chuck Siegler, Brian Ledford, and quite a few others. But I just wanted to mention these guys because if you have a chance to hear them, you need to go. The original music, great stuff.
Good.
Another band out of Oxford, though, that I do want to say that you need to hear if you have a chance, though, is the country music fun band called the Mustache Band. So you got to hear those guys if you haven't. So,
I have heard of those.
Yes, I love them. They're so much fun. But I'm going to play a song from the Kudzu Kings called Hangover Heart, a great song. And again, another band out of Oxford people might want to check out is Beamland. But we're going to go with Hangover Heart right here and start it up now.
All right.
I just give you a little taste of that.
Wow, that was a good taste. I liked it. It was good. I hadn't heard that before.
No.
Interesting stuff. Well, like I said, today we're going to do a little bit different, so we're changing gears again and shifting over to, do you remember Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina? Jimmy Messina has been around a long, long time and has done a lot of great, great things and played with a lot of great bands and had his own great solo career as well. But Kenny Loggins had many great solo hits like Footloose and Danger Zone, early Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina. Kenny Loggins did a song one time called House on Pooh Corner, and it is so descriptive of Winnie the Pooh, and you can really feel and see the whole thing taking place. So I wanted to play a little bit of Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina doing House on Pooh Corner. Let's listen to it.
But I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the wood. So help me if you can, I've got to get back to the house at the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the stuck on his nose. He came to me asking help and advice, and from here no one knows where he goes. So I sent him to ask the owl if he's there, out loose and a jar from the nose of a bear. So help me if you can, I've got to get back to the house and corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky, back to the days of Christopher Robin.
Back to the days of Christopher Robin. Yeah. It's Saturday morning's cartoon time, and if that doesn't bring cartoons back into your life, I don't know what will. A great, great artist. All right, we're going to go out of this segment with an artist named Joe Satriani.
Satriani.
That's correct. Satriani is right. Great, great guitar player. He was with Deep Purple, with the G3, with Spinal Tap, with the Greg Kill Band, and Chickenfoot was one of his big groups. But he is a composer, a songwriter, a guitar player. He's done much studio work.
He's amazing.
And to watch him play is like, how does anybody do what he does? I have no earthly idea. But this man is just unbelievable. So we're going to do an outtake today with Joe and a song called 1980, and it's just tremendous.
I'm a huge fan of Surfing with the Aliens, since we had a few seconds left, but I mean, I love Joe, so here we go right now.
Okay.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today. Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
All right. Well, I have to admit, I enjoy doing the music segment, and I appreciate all the comments that have come in. Some people have asked for Orleans, and somebody asked for, and they'd like to hear Louisiana LaRue. Yeah,
LaRue now.
And we did some.
We had some LaRue
a little while ago. It was months ago. We did Louisiana LaRue.
I played here and there during the week. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, I played some bumps on it. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do some. We'll probably. I'll pick up something different from Louisiana. They were very good. They are very good, by the way. We'll get a hold of them and get them on board somehow or other. But also going on today is the Big Butts 100K foot race in Southwest Jackson. 100K. Well, I have a son that's running in that thing, and it's starting at 7. It started at 7 this morning, and he claims that he'll still be running at 5 or 6 this evening. Wow.
100K, I bet he will be.
Yeah,
unless he's got some skates on.
He says 62 miles.
Jeez, man.
You got to be, well.
That boy's a running fool.
Something wrong with his head.
Straight
sure.
off of Forrest Gump right there. Boy's a running fool.
He is that for sure.
I love it.
We
got to have him in one day. You got to bring him in and let him and be an in-house guest.
He'd be an interesting guest because.
Well, they need to see the other side of you. You're better.
It is really my better.
They know your handyman work, but we get to look at other handyman work you've put together.
He has a very good mind.
Well,
he really knows.
From what I can tell, he sounds like an awesome guy and would be a great guest.
Yeah,
he can tell us some stories about old dad that old dad won't tell us on air, I bet. So.
No, probably true.
I have to give me his number. I'll call him.
He could also tell you some stories about his sisters, too, as well.
Well, hey, bring them on. Yeah, stories?
No, I don't want to have them all on here at one time.
Of course. Put you on the spot. You get it too easy around here. Yeah.
I'd rather have Paul and Kim sitting in the booth next door looking at me than my family.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
It'd be easier. All right.
Well, we can also talk about the handyman projects y'all have done together. Didn't you built a table?
Well,
I
built a table for him.
And you got the big standing. What do you call it? Not a chest of drawers, but it's a bookcase.
A bookcase. Yeah, I built a bookcase for him. Also, my oldest daughter, Melissa. She wanted to learn how to paint. I was painting. I had a new shed in back, and I was painting it. And she says, I want to paint it. So she was very young, and I let her paint the whole back of the shed. And of course, it was the first time painting.
Great job.
Yeah, after it was touched up a little bit.
always tell them.
But that was a good experience for her because she's not afraid now to jump into a project like that.
Well, and that reminds me of a story when I was a kid, and I mean a pretty young, probably 9 or 10.
Sure.
And my mother, she would always say, "Hey, let's straighten up and let's get the vacuum out." Had the old Electrolux. It looks like a little hot dog.
Sure.
It was a vacuum cleaner. And I remember the first time I vacuumed. And I was probably the worst job anybody's ever done in their life. You know what I was doing.
I'm done.
And then afterwards, she says, "Hey, you are so good at this.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably going to let you do the vacuuming." because you're so good at this. And I tell you, it was terrible. There's no way I did a good job. But Mom was smart.
The encouragement. She knew
I had the encouragement. And I'm going, oh, wow, I'm good at vacuuming? So I guess I'll do the vacuum. So forever, since about 8 or 9, I've been, you know, anytime you're around, hey, would you get to vacuum out? You're so good at vacuuming. So, yeah, I know how you feel on that. Yeah.
Isn't that what a parent's supposed to do, is encourage their children regardless of the outcome of the project?
I got good at it, I think. Huh? You know, I got really good at it. Yeah. She'll say, now, oh, you pay such attention to detail.
When somebody compliments you on something, you got to get good at it.
That's all there is to it.
You can say, well, wait a minute now. All right.
You don't want to let them down.
So. No, for sure.
So I'm sure your daughter got better at painting.
She did.
As a result of you putting her out there, letting her do it, and being encouraging.
Not that she paints much anymore, because she stays so busy with school activities. Being a principal, she just stays so busy with it. Man, they get so many things going on over there. All right. Well, we're talking about building a deck. And last week, we talked about building a low-level deck near the ground. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about piers for decks and pads and how a deck should be built. A lot of people want to use pads. They'll put down a pad and build a deck on it. And that works in some cases, but it doesn't necessarily work properly in every case. Pads are okay if you're using a one-level deck really low to the ground and not elevating it, and not having any levels on there, different levels of height. If you're going to have different levels of heights and you're going to have a deck that's going to be up off the ground a good bit, it's a better idea to dig holes in the ground, sink your 4x4s or whatever into the ground and cement them in. It really does make a better deck and a more stable deck by doing that. Now, that's not to be said that a deck can't be built with the synthetic piers or rubber piers or whatever they're made out of, or by using pads. You can do that, but not for a large deck, particularly not a multi-layer deck or a deck that's going to be up off the ground. So if you're going to build a deck, look into those things. And remember, probably one of the more important things you can always do with a deck is the actual prep work of the ground before you put the deck up. And once you've achieved that prep work, and as we talked of last week, what you should do is remove like 2 inches of soil. It should be at least 2 inches deep. And then cover the ground with like a some sort of vapor barrier, if you will. Something that at that point in time, you should put something like weed control or landscape mesh down across the ground and cover it with like stone or gravel of some sort, and then a vapor barrier, and then your deck goes on top of that. Always put a vapor barrier down there so that moisture doesn't come up from the ground into your deck and cause decay, which it could do. And also, any wood that touches soil should be a better grade of pressure treated. They make a grade of pressure treated that is just for that purpose, to actually touch soil and be in touch with soil all the time. And then they make regular pressure treated, which is not meant for that purpose. So make sure you use the correct kind of pressure treated all the time. And everybody wants a deck. It's fun to do. There's so many different ways to build a deck now, and so much good information out there, whether you look at the videos or you look at the different ways to attach decking material. And then you talk about the deck flooring that's available today. There's so many types. You can use standard pressure treated. You can use yellow wood, which is kiln dried pressure treated. You can use round edge 5/4 by 6, which looks wonderful on there. And then you get to your synthetic type decking. That there's so many types out there and so many different brands out there. But know that using the synthetic decking is going to be more expensive than using a regular pressure treated deck. It's And then you kind of have to be careful. You have to use the proper fasteners and make sure it's fastened properly down and get it just right. And know that it's going to cost you a good bit of money more. And a lot of these synthetic decks, they work great in other parts of the country, but sometimes around here, they'll start to splinter just a little bit, and you'll get a little splintering on them. So it's not a bad idea to use like yellow wood for a good decking material, decking flooring material. It works pretty well. Build your own deck, be happy with it, and spend some time outside. It's nice out there. But I found that I can't go out anymore without using bug spray. I have to. It's just like, I mean, if I don't use bug spray, when I take the dogs out every night and just kind of hang out with them because they enjoy just hanging out in the yard for a while. And if I don't wear bug spray, somehow a mosquito finds me. But I put that bug spray anywhere on me, and they smell it, and they just won't come near me at all. I like it. So, yeah, look out for those critters outside. They're out there to get you for sure. All right. Let's see where we're going to go from here. We talked about that. We talked about that. Technology. We did that as well. All right. What is the difference between MDF, particle board, LVL? Well, they all have different uses, and they all are a different type of material, all made from some sort of wood fiber or wood product itself. MDF is medium density fiberboard, and it's used a lot in building cabinetry, and it has a very hard, it's very hard. It's not like particle board by any means. Particle board is just chips of wood that are glued together and work pretty well in making sheathing for houses and make sheathing for roofs and make 4x8 sheets of 7/16 thick, 5/8 inch thick, or whatnot. Particle board works extremely well. Now, particle board, I don't mean to confuse you by saying particle board is the same as wafer board. It's not. And what I just said sounded a little like it was. Uh-huh. Well, let me straighten that out. Let me straighten me out. Wafer board is the siding they use on houses and roofs. Particle board is not to be used for siding. It's just going to fall apart. The weather's going to deteriorated. Particle board is the lowest form of any sort of wood put together and glued together to make a plywood or a piece of sheet the same size as plywood. Up from that is MDF, which is a denser, heavier grade of particle board and is not going to come undone as quickly and is very, very, very hard. So, therefore, use MDF whenever possible for like kitchen cabinets. I mean, most of your kitchen cabinet doors today are MDF doors. It's medium density fiberboard, particularly if they're painted. If they're stained, they're probably wood of sorts. But, you know, having been painted, they are probably MDF. Because with MDF, what they can do is they take a slab and they can print just anything you want on there. Just any color, any style, any type that you want, whether it's raised panel or two panel or five panel, it doesn't matter. They can do that with MDF. It can be done with wood, but it's more difficult, and it becomes a number of joints together to make one door. Whereas with MDF, it's all a solid piece, much better product. Now, LVL, that's a laminated veneered lumber, is different because what it is particles of wood that are actually broken up into particles and re-glued and made actually straighter and stronger than 2x4s, 2x6s, and 2x8s. LVL's great, great product and is used a lot around the house and a lot of construction. You'll find LVL beams, LVL headers and whatnot all over the place. LVL is a great, great product. All right. Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Build Mississippi, great, great organization. I mean, It's hard to express how much they care about making Mississippi the place that it needs to be, the place that it will be, by training Mississippians and making them more available to do anything like driving bulldozers or driving large trucks or working in welding or working in HVAC. They're struggling to get people on board involved in working with their hands so that they become part of the industry in Mississippi, which is growing with leaps and bounds. Build Mississippi is a great, great organization. They have wonderful training centers, as well as they deal with community colleges and high schools and do everything that's necessary to get you involved into a great paying career that you'll be happy you did. So if you're floundering around and wondering, what should I do with myself? I've graduated from high school. I really don't care to go on to college. I'm not going to go flip hamburgers. Check out Build Mississippi. Check them out on the computer and see what they offer. You will be so impressed with the things that they offer. There's so much available at Build Mississippi to get you trained and prepared and ready to make a very, very handsome income, affordable income that you can build a family on. Great organization, Build Mississippi, right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slug. Take a short break. Be right back and take a break.
Wait right here, wait till I come back around. You and I will go, we'll just sit and watch it all go.
Cinderella's Tom Kiefer. Live Loud 2024. Saturday, August 10th, 8 p.m. Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. On sale now at pearlriverresort.com. Cinderella's Tom Kiefer. Live Loud.
Hello, Mississippi. This is Archie Manning, former Ole Miss and New Orleans Saints quarterback. I want to invite you to join me for a night of champions on the campus of Delta State University in Cleveland on Thursday, August 1st. My good friend and former sports information director, Langston Rogers, and I will discuss life, sports, and family. I hope to see you there.
Delta State Athletics presents a night of champions. Thursday, August 1st, featuring Archie Manning. For tickets and sponsorship opportunities.
Hi, I'm just.
Proof that you're apt to hear anything on the Handyman Show.
Yeah, it's right off Wall Street, the original Wall Street.
Wow.
I love that. When I was a kid listening to that song, I loved the movie Wall Street. I don't know why, but I figured out later, many, many years later, I loved the song.
Yeah.
And I'd watch the movie, and every time that song would come out, oh, no wonder I love this movie so much.
It's the song. Yeah. It's the song that got me so adorned.
The Talking Heads got me.
Got me hooked up. Like, oh, that's amazing. All right. We're talking a little about paint removers. Well, paint removers come in all sorts of styles and types. And if I have a kitchen table that has like a water base finish on it that has been put on years ago, and the finish is like, it's so soft you can peel it up with your fingernail. On that type of removal, I can use like vinegar or baking soda, and it'll probably clean that thing just thoroughly. Now, if it gets to you, you have to remove a finish that's painted on and is on a little stronger, then there are many type paint removers available. The best type is a type that's really painted on, let dried, and then removed with a plastic putty knife and or a metal putty knife. Plastic is safer, of course. And, of course, around your edges, you'll use like maybe a toothbrush. Yes, a toothbrush works very, very well. If necessary, use a steel wool. And if you must, well, you can use even a wire brush to get a lot of the corners and crevices out and around. And then when it comes down to it, you can even use a little piece of string to get around the, if you have some intricate little grooves in your legs or whatnot, that'll help get the stain, the paint out of them. But the, a lot of the paints and are removable and are very easy to take care of, and shouldn't make a big mess. The paint removers of today are much better than they were before, and a lot of them are waterborne, so that therefore you don't have that terrible odor that you're probably accustomed to having during paint removal. That's not going to happen. So you can shop a lot, and you can find out what's available and what's out there. Do some looking around. You'll be happy you did. And one of the great places to shop for a paint remover, by the way, is my friends at Revel Ace Hardware. Revel Ace Hardware, they've got it. They've got it all, believe me. They've got everything you'll ever need at Revel Ace Hardware. Great hardware store. Number of them here in central Mississippi. They're all over the place. I think they've got, they're talking about 10 locations now, including their management business, which takes care of industrial industry. But Revel is just a great place, and customer service is, I don't know, if you take their customer service and you broke it down and you could write out an outline of what customer service is supposed to be, theirs is like, well, that's what customer service is supposed to be, what Revel Ace Hardware practices and what they do. That is customer service by definition, Revel Ace Hardware. You can find all the hardware items you'll ever need there, as well as a lot of the power outdoor equipment in their power outdoor equipment center in Pearl. And most all of their stores have some power equipment center as well. They're open on Saturdays as well, from 7 every morning till 6 every evening, and sometimes beyond. My friends at Revel Ace Hardware, tell you, heard about them right here on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Well, I've told you before that my house, what's the siding on my house, which isn't very much, most of the house is brick. But the siding, which is under the front porch and under the back porch, is Masonite siding. And I don't have too big of a problem with Masonite siding. It's the bottom row of Masonite siding. I don't care. The bottom row wants to come apart, just be decayed, whether it's the weed whacker or whether it's just weather or whatnot. The bottom row always just disintegrates. The best way to cover that up is use a piece of 1x6 as a piece of trim board that goes right over that, and it will actually hit the corner board and go right across the bottom of the 1x6, the board that's delaminated, decaying, that Masonite siding, and it'll cover it up. As long as it's painted, and you should paint it on all sides before you put it up. Back priming is very, very important, and edge priming is very important. And get it painted, put it all up, and it'll look like a finished product, and it'll make your house look like it's a finished product as well. And that's basically how you'd handle Masonite siding that's just showing a little bit of decay or a little bit of breakage up at the bottom edge, because that's basically where Masonite siding starts to decay. Some people are to the point where, no more Masonite siding for me. I'm taking it all down and putting up hardy plank or a smart siding or something that won't decay and won't rot. Well, that's expensive, but that can be done. And that's definitely a lot of people are interested in doing that type of work. And there are people out there that do that type of work and do it very well. And then there's the other type of people. And we won't talk about them a whole lot. But they just be careful of who you hire and make sure they're well-versed in what they do and have they done it before. And will they give you a list of references and, you know, how long have they been in business and have they done this type of work before? And check them out. Check their references. Will they give you a list of references? It's not just something you should put in a drawer. It's a list that you should call and check on these people to find out they will do the work. And that it's important that you can also get along with a sub that comes to your house to do some work, that you have a great conversation with them, that you can actually get along with them very, very well. Because you don't need to be with a person who somehow or other you don't mix with, your personalities don't gel. Well, if you have somebody that you can work with, and most contractors will bend over backwards to help you a little more. They really will. That's basically what they're in business to do, is to make their customers happy. So it's very important that any subcontractor be as good at customer service as they are at the work they do, because that's probably the most important thing they do, is customer service. The work they do is important as well, but customer service is just as important, to let them know exactly where you're going and what you're doing and what part of the day and when you'll be there and when you won't. And if you're not going to be there, explain to them that you're not going to be there and tell them why. Hey, make sure you take care of business the way you should. All right. Well, most do-it-yourself projects begin with evaluating your ability. Do you have the ability to do a project? Well, let's look at that first. Then you've got to look at the tools. Do you have the proper tools? And have you planned it out properly? Do you know every stage of the project as you go on? And do you understand? You need to know all that going in, because that will help you a great deal. Hey, you spent 2 hours listening to Buddy, the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Brent Bean with Build Mississippi going to be with us in a few weeks. Stick around. Don't you go away. A lot coming up on Super Talk, and I'll be back next Saturday at 10 o'clock. And good talking to you for a couple hours every Saturday. See you then. Bye-bye.
Way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hey, I'm Steve Azar, and you never know who or what you'll hear when I spend a Mississippi Minute with my friends.
Just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no hurry, that's how life goes.
Be sure to check out In a Mississippi Minute with me, Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk Mississippi app, and now available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
In Mississippi, with our ever-changing weather, termites and household pests can disrupt your family life and take a toll on your home. Family Termite understands that these economic times are hard on everybody. To help you and your family out, we're offering flexible payment plans. Call Family Termite and let us help protect your home. 601-933-1014. 601-933-1014. Or reach us at www.family-termite.com.
Experience the benefits of 3M window tinting firsthand with MGT films. Both residential and business customers enjoy daytime privacy, reduced heat, glare, and harmful UV rays, all leading to increased comfort and energy efficiency. Protect your furniture and interior decor from fading with the high-quality 3M window films installed by local experts, MGT Films, ensuring superior performance and durability. Transform your space with the area's only 3M dealer, MGT Films. Call 601-707-5596 today to schedule your consultation.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.